just a minute, we'll ask our panelists to predict who Lindsey Graham will select to be in his rotating pen of first ladies. But first, let me tell you that support for NPR comes from NPR stations and Lumosity, offering a 10-minute fit test to challenge memory, attention, and problem-solving with brain games to calculate baseline scores and build a personalized brain training program. Performance can be compared to global averages. Learn more at Lumosity.com. Lumber Liquidators, a proud sponsor of NPR, offering more than 400 styles, including hardwood, bamboo, laminate, and vinyl, with flooring specialists in hundreds of stores nationwide. More at LumberLiquidators.com or 1-800-HARDWOOD. Angie's List, providing reviews on local companies to help consumers buy services and achieve their home improvement goals of remodeled kitchens, freshly painted houses, or new backyards. More at AngiesList.com and Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and WBEZ Chicago in association with Urgent Haircut Productions, Doug Berman, Benevolent Overlord. Philip Gotica writes our limericks. Our house manager is Don Hall. Assistant house manager is Tyler Green. Our intern is Jesse Love Me Butender. Our web guru is Beth Novi. Special thanks to John Zajac and Les Stolarczyk at Chase Bank. Special thanks this week to Gary Yek. BJ Lederman composed our theme. Our program is produced by Ava Walchover and Miles Dornboss. Technical direction by Lorna White. Our CFO is Ann Wynn. Our production coordinator is Robert Newhouse. Our senior producer is Ian Chillog. The executive producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Mike Danforth. Now, panel, who will Lindsey Graham choose to be his first lady? Moz.
Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez made Bennifer. Brad and Angelina make Brangelina. And if Lindsey Graham wins the presidency, he and his first lady, Viola Davis, will form Violin.
Amy Dickinson.
I'd like to nominate Marge Simpson for the job because I hear she and Homer are having problems.
And Peter Gross.
Daenerys Targaryen from Game of Thrones, because only in a fictional world where someone is the mother of three dragons could Lindsey Graham become president.
And if any of those ladies are chosen, we'll ask you about it on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you, Bill Curtis. Thanks also to Moz Jobrani, Amy Dickinson, and Peter Gross. And thanks to all of you for listening. I am Mike Pesca, host of the Slate podcast, The Gist, and we'll see you next week. This is NPR.